Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Shannon Krajewski, who is the Professional Development Coordinator at Los Angeles Pierce College, who I'm delighted to say is a client of ours. Shannon, as you know, for the last 15 years at New Leaf, we really focused on our core purpose of helping people in organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And what would you say would be your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be the best? But before you do that, start though by telling us a little bit more about your organisation, what you do and who you serve. And over to you, Shannon, I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great, thanks, Paul. Happy to be here. So yes, I work for Los Angeles Pierce College, which is one of the 9 colleges in the Los Angeles Community College District, which is the largest community college district ever anywhere, serving almost 250,000 students. And I really help the faculty and staff there learn and grow so that they can best serve our students. I also have a consulting company, which is Boundless Tenacity Consulting, which really grew from the work that I've been doing for more than a decade, which is using a strengths-based philosophy to help understand ourselves as leaders and also to help better understand our team members. So the three things that I wanted to share today was, first of all, you know, my last position, I've worked in higher education almost my entire career. And in my last position at Cal State Northridge, sometimes I'd get students who would come and interview me and they would always ask, you know, tell me about what your job is. And what I would tell them is my job is to hire good people and get out of their way. Because really that was my leadership philosophy is, can you find the right people in the right positions and then just let them do their jobs, get things out of their way, remove obstacles, and just allow them to do their work. Because, you know, to paraphrase Stephen Covey, you can't hold people accountable for results if you micromanage how they do their work. And so if we focus on our outcomes of what our folks deliver, not the minutiae of how they get there, we will have much better, happier employees, but much better output. So the other thing is, I really feel like we should focus on people's strengths and help them to develop their natural abilities. And some people end up in the wrong roles sometimes, and we start thinking, oh my God, they're a terrible employee, or they're having such a hard time, why don't they do their job properly? And I think a lot of times what it ends up being is that they're just in the wrong spot. And maybe they even were, it was the right spot for them when they started, and then it ended up not being the right spot, they evolved or the job evolved or whatever. And so if we focus on what they're really good at, we can either adjust the position to suit them better, or we can move them into a position where they can serve the organization much better. So, but we can't do that if we don't know what their strengths are and we don't work to maximize those. The third part is really to just continue to be a lifelong learner. So rather than getting settled into what we have always done and just thinking we know what we're doing, this is working great, keep going. If anything in the last couple of years has shown us is we've got to be ready for change, right? But for example, 2 years ago, I was certified in the LEGO Serious Play methodology. And this is a practice of facilitating deep thinking and processing and planning through the use of Lego. And what I learned a lot about was the science of how much more deeply and creatively we can think when we think with our hands. And this completely blew my mind. And now I integrate the use of Lego and Lego Serious Play methods in just about all of the workshops and trainings that I do. So these would be some of the key things that I would share with your audience.
Shannon, thanks ever so much on behalf of everyone who watches these. Thanks for your kind of very pragmatic insights to help people and organizations be their best. And just on a personal level, Shannon, I've really enjoyed working with you and hopefully we'll be able to do that much more into the future. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
You love a virtual high five anytime, Paul. Gotcha right there. Awesome. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks, Shannon.